And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life, well, that's another, which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week to help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday, interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back. Here we go again. Just before the new year as I record this, and so grateful for the amazing year and journey that it's been here to share with you guys on the show. Life is magical, and so looking forward to the new year. And I want to talk some about that and some of the synchronicity of the season, the episode number that we happen to have here. Got a lot of juicy stuff to dig into today, some synchronicity on multiple fronts. Stepping into 2017 with some good stuff. But before I dig into it, let's take a quick look at iTunes, and looks like some more reviews, which you guys know get me very excited. It certainly fuels me to continue doing what I'm doing here, and helps the show to reach new people, which it's doing. We're consistently in the top 5 on iTunes in the category of spirituality, thanks to you guys. And it's what an honor, and so humbled, like I said, and grateful, and all those things. So thank you guys for continuing to share, tell your friends, family, so forth. Also reviewing on iTunes. If you haven't done so, please do. Help us to spread the positivity. Help to fuel my fire here. Also in Google Play, you can now subscribe. Even if you get the show elsewhere, please subscribe there. That's a newer outlet for the show. And questions, that's one of the things I haven't said in a minute, is if you guys would send in questions. I love getting questions from you guys that I can answer on the show. And oftentimes, whatever you're thinking, everyone else is thinking, or not everyone, but a lot of people, because we're all sort of reflections of each other here, right? So don't hold it in. Don't be shy. you can send a message through positivehead.com, contact page there, or just Brandon at positivehead.com. You can even leave a voicemail. There's a phone number on the site to leave a voicemail. So love to hear from you guys in that way. But today's review was from My Mouth to Yours. And it says, astounding. I found your podcast yesterday by typing in positive in the podcast app. I swear I binged on 5+ episodes. Thank you so much. I'm lifting my vibrations with you, and I'm liking all of these diverse topics. I've already shared this podcast with my friends. Keep doing what you're doing. Gotta love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, and so quickly reviewing and sharing and just diving right in. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so today, really cool, really exciting time of the year, right, for everyone? I mean, New Year's is here, a chance to turn it all around and become your next greatest and grandest version of yourself. And I was actually talking with my good friend Erica Middlemiss, who helps with all kinds of things, you know, as far as scheduling and just helping me in general with the show. And you guys hear her on regularly. She's amazing. And she had, as always, a great idea. She's like, hey, you've got a listener that has this great project they're working on called Enlightenment Day. You're about to record your 333rd episode, which, you know, 333 is in basically... What is the numerological significance of 333? It's Christ consciousness. Doreen Virtue, who's like the angel lady you guys maybe feel with, are familiar with, she says it means Jesus Christ is helping you. It emphasizes that you're getting messages from that frequency, the Christ consciousness frequency. And it's, you know, of course, like reflective of the Holy Trinity. And all these things. So, you know, thinking, okay, here we are in the time of year where people are celebrating Jesus, those who are, you know, religiously sort of bent, I guess you would say, or have that perspective. And then you have, you know, the 333rd podcast, this wonderful listener Malibu is doing a really great thing called Enlightenment Day, where she said the intention is to honor our higher self, our most loving, spiritual, positive self in our daily activities. That could mean spending the day focusing on giving or gratitude. It could mean practicing yoga or meditating more than usual. It could mean reading or sharing an enlightening book or message with someone. It could be treating yourself to a nice bath, quality time, healthy meal, anything that spreads love and light. And the idea is on each day of the month. So it'd be Enlightenment Day for January would be 1-1, for February 2-2, March 3-3, on and on. So that's the Enlightenment Day. So you have the synchronicity, of course, there with, okay, she brings up, you know, Erica so wonderfully pointed out, hey, it's your 333rd episode. You've been saying you wanted to mention this Enlightenment Day thing that Malibu, her friend Serena, and Georgiana, I believe is her name, their project. So thank you guys for that wonderful idea. I'm certainly going to contribute my energy to Enlightenment Day and this concept. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. Yeah. And so here we are, and Christ consciousness is permeating everything this time of year, this week of year. We have synchronistically landed here. And I thought, you know what? We should talk a little bit more about what that whole concept is. What is Christ consciousness? It's something you seem to hear more and more of, right? And there's you know, right before I started to go on to record today, there's one more synchronicity that I'll point out. And this was Allison Marie Stewart wrote on the Positive Heads Facebook group, which, by the way, if you guys aren't there, please join up. Join us there. It's growing all the time, and I love seeing people connect there. Allison wrote, I have so much gratitude for the Positive Head podcast and Brandon Beecham and Dalian. Ah, shout out to Dalian, who my co-host, who has not been with me in a minute, but he is still around and helps with editing and so forth. We love you, Dalian. I love that Allison referenced him there. She said, I've been listening silently for about 8 months, gathering information from other sources along the way. I finally have the words to speak the truth I feel for myself. I am gaining momentum, and all of a sudden, everything and all the puzzle pieces are fitting together in perfect synchronicity. I now can see that the entire past year, life has been one big synchronistic event that I have just now woken up to. The world is changing. The time has come, and we are all being called to be the fishers of men that Christianity has spoken to. Except now I see the people we are to awaken are the exact people who say those words all the frequently without the understanding of what they truly mean. We are the creators of the reality. We must focus on the positive in order to raise the frequency of mankind to be the earth and planet we have been waiting for, waiting to be saved. But we are the ones that have to save ourselves. We have the power. And I got such chills. I was just about to turn on and record today's episode and, you know, figuring out a little bit of what I would talk about, what points I wanted to make with Jesus and Christ consciousness. And here, after 8 months, Allison posts this post literally 60 seconds before I'm about to start recording. And just like exactly, I mean, fishers of men, that is one of Jesus's very famous, you know, Bible quotes, right? That we are the ones we've been waiting for. We are fishers of men. What that means is helping to raise the frequency of our brothers and sisters. Because once you start waking up to the understanding of who and what you are and what Christ consciousness is, and what, which I'm going to talk about more in a moment, it's the only thing to do is to start waking others up, service to others. Because why? Well, there is no others. So you're helping to raise your, you waken another part of yourself. Every person you see sleeping, hurting, in pain, that represents a piece of you that is still, in that space, right? Although you may not be feeling it directly in your day-to-day, you know, conscious reality, your higher self is feeling it. It is, and it is affecting your world. So the only thing to do as we awaken ourselves is to say, oh my gosh, how do I help lift up these other parts of me that are still sleeping? So, so well said, Allison, and no doubt it is one giant synchronicity, even down to the timing after 8 months of your post. You post about Christianity right as I'm about to start talking about what did Jesus mean? What did Christ mean? What is, you know, what is all this stuff? How do we sort this out? A lot of us, I know for me, it took me a while to sort out what it meant for me being raised as a conservative, you know, Christian in a religious sense as a child. And it was something that I really had to sort of, you know, grow beyond the perspective that was given to me, that was put on me of, you know, Jesus is somehow special and we're not. And here's the thing, what he taught is we're all special. You know, the first you have, Deepak Chopra talks about in his book, The Third Jesus. And I actually referenced this a long time ago. We talk about this and share a clip. If you go back to episode 75 of the Positive Head podcast, you can hear more about, you know, Deepak's perspective and a clip from audio clip from him and so forth. And Dalian and I talking about this very topic, speaking of Dalian back then. And but what he said is the first Jesus is the historical Jesus, the man of flesh and blood who lived more than 2,000 years ago. The second is a person who never lived, but is a figure created by the church to represent thousands of years of theology and church's teaching. Now, behind these two images stands a third Jesus, the radical, mystical teacher who taught his followers how to change the world. And that's what the book basically looks into, revealing, you know, sort of what did the third Jesus, what was he all about? And what I've seen it said before that really resonates with me is Jesus was a man. Christ is a consciousness, right? It is this is what, and then of course you get into the question of, well, what is Christ consciousness? And so I looked up some different things on that to get others' perspectives, all very much in line with my own thought on this. Jesus, this one came from Robert Burney. He said, Jesus was a perfect spiritual being, a direct extension manifestation from the oneness that is the God Goddess energy, having a human experience, just as we all are perfect spiritual beings having a human experience. You see, that is the biggest issue that has happened by organized religion is it's created this separation between us and Christ consciousness. And, you know, you have to, you know, they've made it so you have to worship this character. And, you know, think about it. If God is at all, what it needs to be worshiped? I mean, what a concept, right? That is such a man-made idea, you know, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it is a jealous God. And here now here's his son and you need to worship him too, because he's better than you. Meanwhile, what did Jesus say? You know, I and the Father are one. You will do greater things than I. You will do as I have done. It's all the same. I mean, that's what it was, just misconstrued, right? You take Edgar Cayce, one of the most famous, well-known psychics. They called the Sleeping Prophet. If you guys aren't familiar with him, check out his work. He wrote volumes while in an altered state in the early part of the last century. And they would record his, you know, his, I mean, he was healing people, giving them, you know, different unique methods to heal themselves. And, you know, he talked about Atlantis and Jesus and, you know, Christ consciousness. And what he said is Jesus is the man, the activity, the mind, the relationship that he bore to others. Yea, he was mindful of friends. He was sociable. He was loving. He was kind. He was gentle. He grew faint. He grew weak. and yet gain that strength that he had promised in becoming the Christ by fulfilling and overcoming the world. Ye are made strong in body and mind and soul and purpose by that power in Christ. The power then is in the Christ. The pattern is in Jesus. So what an interesting concept, right? So here you had a man who was the pattern. He was an example of a physical human man embodying Christ consciousness. And that is all of our destiny. And it's something that all of us are meant to do. It's what we're doing here now together as we share this frequency, right? Right now, we're dancing in Christ consciousness vibration. So much so that there's all kinds of the timing of episode 333, the timing of Allison's post. You know, it just all sort of kind of comes together as you wanting to talk about Enlightenment Day, the ultimate enlightened master, right? The one who, or certainly the Beatles of religious figures, right? I would say you have Buddha consciousness and Krishna consciousness and, you know, all these different sort of characters. I one time saw Osho talk about this and I wish I could find it. I read it many, many years ago, but he talked about sort of like, it's like different bands, right? They're evoking the same sort of emotions in you. The Beatles may evoke a totally different emotion than Led Zeppelin, right? But at the core, it's an energy that's moving you, right? It's moving you in a general direction. And that's the beautiful thing about music, how it makes you feel and the emotions it can invoke, that it can bring up, that, you know, like nothing else. And that's sort of a decent comparison, a pretty good comparison. When you think about a Buddha consciousness or Christ consciousness or Krishna consciousness, these different masters, many lesser known masters we've never even heard of, right? Or very little in history, certainly not as popular as some of these more well-known figures, but they all had their own unique style, their own unique way. And the thing that's so wonderful about Jesus, it was all about love. He taught love. He was love. He didn't say worship me. He didn't say, he wasn't a Christian. Buddha wasn't a Buddhist, you know, and even with Buddhism, you can see it said like, hey, it's not a religion, it's a philosophy. So I feel like that's even closer to understanding what it's about. Unfortunately, with a lot of the lens with which mankind is looked at, God or source or our higher selves, it's been looked at through a lens of separation. And so they didn't understand what Jesus was really teaching. He was teaching this exact message that we teach on this podcast, that others are teaching. It's all one. It's all you. You are so loved. You are eternally loved. And that was the biggest message of all. Love is the answer to anything. Love is the answer. What was the question? You know, what is the question? Love. Answer it with love. What would love do now? You hear, what would Jesus do now? What would love do now? Those words are synonymous. Christ consciousness is the intelligence that creates the entire universe. It is our own Christ consciousness from our center that projects out the reality we have chosen to experience. Physical reality is sort of a hologram, and Christ consciousness is its intelligence. But that Christ intelligence comes from within you and nobody else. Christ consciousness is simply your true self as you are, everything in your reality. Close your eyes and imagine the best possible version of yourself. That is you, the Christ conscious you, and he or she exists right now. You just have to realize that and make it manifest within you. I found that that was by someone named Kurigu. Kind of like Keurig coffee. And I found this on their website, and very, very powerful, powerfully put by Kurigu here. And yeah, he taught love. And for any of you guys, you know, you're thinking of New Year's resolutions and, you know, what should you do moving into this new year, and how do you, you know, fix things? You know, I saw something that I really like. Don't make a resolution. Resolution sort of suggests that something's broken, right? You're not broken. You're Christ consciousness birthing itself in the physical right now. all the pain that's led you to this point, all the missteps, all the heartache, it's all been a part of the recipe, a part of what was necessary to birth you to this moment where you're coming alive with the same thing that Allison was coming alive saying, oh my gosh, I get it now. I can speak about it now. All of my whole life has been a synchronicity up to this moment. Exactly right. It is all happening for you, not to you. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will also do the works I am doing. He will do even greater things than these. That's what the man Jesus said about you and what you are capable of. I mean, think about that for a moment. You have within you the capacity to do greater things than that character is known for doing. That's how powerful your potential is. How much are you tapping into it? You don't need to fix yourself. Don't be against what you've done or where you've been. Be for something and against nothing. You hear me talk about Mother Teresa all the time, you know, who was asked to march in the war against Vietnam. And she said, I'll never do that, but have a march for peace and I'll be there. You know, that's the idea. What are you going to do now with this wisdom, this knowledge, this Christ consciousness that is birthing itself in the physical through the vessel that is you? You are the embodiment of it. And the more you let in, the more you love yourself. This is the biggest key, the biggest thing that you can do. You know, there's a new book, Designing Your Life, How to Build a Well-Lived, Joyful Life by two Stanford professors, Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. They say, same thing. Don't do a resolution. Try new things, prototypes. Look to people already doing what you'd like to do and see how they did it. If you think you want to do yoga, be a yoga instructor, don't sign up for 200 hours. Go, you know, try it for a few days. Test it out. Test the waters. Prototype things. What are other people doing to get to where who've been down the path? This is, you're never stuck. You're only stuck if you think you're stuck. You are a flower blooming as we speak. And it is such a beautiful, beautiful process of awakening as you turn into the butterfly that you were born to become. Caterpillar days are coming to an end, my friends, and it is such a pleasure to be here with you all. I look forward to a joyous 2017 where we will all co-create magic together and bring this Christ consciousness energy into the planet with love, non-judgment, self-love first and foremost. It's the foundation from which everything will spring in your life. It is everything. Look in the mirror. Spend New Year's Day looking in the mirror. Have you ever done that and just looked at yourself and said, I love you, and felt that over and over again? It's going to be difficult for some people. For others, it will be easy and feel just amazing. It'll feel amazing no matter what. Try it. Try that as a new activity that you can simply do beginning for 2017. What a simple, simple new prototype, right? Let's try this on. Let's see how this feels. It will feel amazing. You are amazing. And I love you all. Thank you, as always, for being a part of this journey with me. I do have some music to leave you with. This is Alex Cruz featuring Anna Renee and Mele Kuil. I don't know if I pronounce that quite right, but the song is haunting. And it is hauntingly beautiful. Until next time, see you all in 2017. All right. Much love, everyone. Thank you.